Well, at last, some good economic news with unemployment down by 45,000, although the Bank of England has cut its growth forecast for this year to 0.8% from 1.2%, saying the Eurozone crisis is still the main threat to the economy. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. Hi there, James.
Morning, Johnny.
Some mixed news for the government.
Yeah, I mean, these markets are looking mixed, and I think this is not necessarily too much a surprise when you see these figures. Very much a carrot and stick situation this morning. The unemployment numbers showing good signs, and of course, really unemployment is the overall barometer of how these economies are performing, and that's the key number that we want to look for. If people go into work, then that gets the economy moving again. But then again, we do have this other side where these growth forecasts have been downgraded. But I think it's almost a knock-on effect from what we saw with the statistical recession that the UK moved into in the last quarter. That's going to have a knock-on effect on everyone's feelings of how they go out, how they spend money, and how businesses go on and employ people. They won't do so when we have a statistical recession on our hands.
It's not that easy to tell why unemployment has fallen, but I expect most of it must have come from the private sector, which is a very good thing indeed, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we do need that private sector to get going again and boost itself up again, because of course it's been holding us back for quite a long time. But again, when you see what's going on around the world, you look at the Eurozone and some of the unemployment figures from that point of view, you look across the pond in the US as well and see their employment figures, the fact that we're starting to move in the right direction, and that's what we've been saying for quite a long time. Although this rate has been high, we want it to move in the right direction and start to fall, and of course that's what we're getting now. The numbers looking that little bit better and maybe a little bit more positive news coming out.
Yes, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I get the feeling that this is going to be fairly inconsistent over the next few months. I mean, we've talked about the Bank of England's growth forecast, but you know, it's just a number, really. And when was the last time they got it right?
Well, of course, I mean, for a long time we look at these forecasts from the Bank of England or from the governor, and the last time we saw it, the Chancellor at his budget said to us that this first quarter would be a return to growth. And of course, it didn't turn out that way. We slipped into a double dip recession. So I think you've got to take these forecasts with a pinch of salt. And I think this is exactly how we'll do it. Of course, we're talking fine margins. I mean, 0.1% was what we saw last time. This time that they've not moved down, only 4 basis points we've moved down this time. So it's not a huge thing, but also the inflation number is another one which has been adjusted. The governor doesn't think we'll fall back to that 2% target as quickly as what he did before. So, I mean, you do take them with a pinch of salt, but of course these things do have an effect on the market overall.
Yeah, that inflation figure that Mr. King was talking about, he was absolutely positive it was going to be down to 2%, wasn't he, during this year at some point, and that's gone out the window. Also, the euro's hit a four-month low against the dollar as the continuing political uncertainty in Greece spooks the currency. This is going to run and run, isn't it?
Well, I think it does seem to be the case at the moment. I think until we see some kind of certainty come out of anything from the Eurozone, which I think we've failed to have for almost 2 years now. So I think we need something with Greece and them to have some sort of government in place, which of course to believe that a country like that at the moment with such problems doesn't even have a government is extremely worrying. So the fact that that's there, and we've got the new president in France as well who's going to want to bring in his own things as much as he can after, of course, talking to Angela Merkel in Germany. So there's a lot of indecision still going on. So it's no surprise that we've got a bit of a choppy performance from the euro over the last, well, this week especially, and we're back down again today. So it's not too much of a surprise.
And all this uncertainty, I suppose, good news for Alpari, James, with figures going up and down all the time. That can't be bad for you guys.
No, volatility is always a good thing. Of course, you don't want the things that necessarily come with it. But for a trader, a volatility is a good thing. If you're trading, looking to make money on fluctuations in the markets, if they start to move around from positive and negative, that's a good thing.